I'd like to thank our Dean of Student Services for John A. Logan College, Tim Williams, for joining. First off, Tim Williams, it's good to see you again.
You too, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at all the things that are going on in the news right now, the E word has gotten a lot of attention. Enrollment, you know, what and see, here's the thing. I'm curious what you think. I don't think enrollment is the only measuring stick that really truly exists when it comes to higher education, because what's enrollment without graduation rate?
That's right. And you know, enrollment is such a dominant part of the news for education. It's an easy benchmark. It's a number that we can point to. But there's more to it than just that number. And you're right. What are we doing with our students once we get them? Can we get them in here? But what do we do with them when we get them
right in?
And that's a big benchmark, too. So we're right in the middle of that. It's May. It's a time for celebration. I know we did our 50th annual honors banquet two nights ago. Great time to honor the best students we have in our group. I mean, the best of the best. It was a wonderful ceremony. We did that. It kicked off the weeks of celebration here. Next week, we'll do our nurse pinning on Wednesday. We do two graduations on Thursday and Friday.
For some reason, I can see Rex Buddy standing outside going with applications. Here's an application. Woody, did you bring more applications? Here's another application. No, here, take this.
Yeah, you know what, though? That is a good point.
And it's probably a little more accurate than we, you know, I'm sure Woody's going, oh, yeah, thanks.
But you know, Tom, I think it's a great point to make, because these events that I just told you about that we're having on campus, what an opportunity for us to serve our public. What an opportunity for us to roll out the red carpet and serve our public and really answer the question when they come in, why would you go anywhere else? And so that's a great opportunity for us to do a great job, really honor these students and the accomplishments they've had. And man, it's just, there's going to be a lot of people come into onto our campus this next 2 weeks. What a great opportunity for us to sell what John A. Logan is.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that.
And see, in radio, we call that recycling. You take a person who's participated with you before and you recycle them into the next event.
Yeah.
And with you, it's a little different. Maybe, well, you know, Tom's did well at John A. Logan. Maybe his brother Tim will, right? I mean, there's that aspect. Because here's the thing, and we see it more and more. I mean, I could probably go over to Google or just flip around the college or one of the cable news channels now and find somebody talking about the cost of college and how it's costing people more than what it's worth.
Right.
Which is an interesting, it depends on the field that you're in. But let's talk about when you see John A. Logan College enrollment, because this certification process that has become so key to a pathway to vocational success.
That's
getting
correct.
Out there and having something applicable that you can get in the job market, right? I mean, we talked about medical phlebotomists. I met one at the job fair not long ago, and basically she's going to have a lot of options, right?
Sure.
But somebody who has an IT certificate from John A. Logan College, it wasn't all that long ago. I'm sitting at a restaurant. Two guys are sitting not far from me here on the table, and they're both working for one of the healthcare firms here. IT certificates, I ask them, both of them John A. Logan College.
Yeah, and that's boy, you really touched on the hot one for us right now. Cybersecurity, computer technology, information technology, those are things that there's proof. They come in, we're getting a credential, and these students are getting jobs when they leave. And so that's important, right? That's proof that they're getting recognized, they're getting the credential they need to thrive in a workforce where there's demand. And so I think that's a landmark for us to achieve is to can we continue to see what those areas are. And can we keep creating credentials or do a great job in the credentials that we already have to meet the demand that the job market is driving for
us? Well, let's talk about this, because if I sit down with Barry Hancock and he says, you know, we go out and we learn from the community what we want for continuing education. Do you do something similar when it comes to student services and certification? You see, okay, there's a shortage of ASE certified car mechanics. There's a short of vintners. There's a shortage of hotel hospitality workers. I mean, how do you divine the areas in which you should make service available to students so they can get employment at home here in Southern Illinois where there's a need? How do you handle that mechanism?
Well, I think it goes back to, and it goes back to a strategic planning for the college. But more importantly, and a buzzword you're probably hearing a lot this week, is an enrollment management plan. And you know, that is a very important tool if it comes underneath the strategic plan of the college. So if we know what we are and who we are, and if we're planning 5-10 years down the road, we're looking ahead. And during those plans, when we create that enrollment management plan that comes up underneath that strategic plan, we're doing research. We're looking not just to today, but we're looking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. And what is the data showing us the direction we need to go in our local area? And Tom, can I tell you, in those planning sessions, it is important, and this goes so unspoken most of the time, is that in those planning sessions, there needs to be the right people in there that have the passion about our area. Like, are you really serious about keeping Southern Illinois thriving?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. When you bring that passion to the search for the data, man, can you start discovering areas that we can create. We can create certificates. We can create pathways. And we can really look to serve our area well.
I've had a hard time because, and you've been around as long as I have, maybe a little longer I've been around. And we used to dance to the tune, there aren't any jobs, there aren't any jobs, there aren't any jobs. And we danced to that tune so long, and I really should be saying I danced to that tune so long, it took me a while to come to terms with the fact that now we have jobs and nobody to fill them. I was talking yesterday to some people in Marion who says there's kind of a rotation. People go to work at ICE, and then they go to work at Tenderloin, then they go to work at Pepsi, and then they go, and they kind of rotate through. But there's a need for employees out there, you know. And I was at the last John A. Logan College job fair, talking to law enforcement, sheet metal workers, hospital, Schneider Trucking, on the list. Right, I'm going, and they're all. There was an air of desperation. And I don't think I'm too far off on that descriptive term. I don't mean it as an insulting way, but they're desperate to find good people.
Sure.
And we have a couple of problems here. One is that we find that people who are coming into higher education, we need remedial services for, especially science, chem, math, and we've got a little bottleneck going on, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do, Tom. I think we have to really examine what they need and what the desires are of the employers. But I also think that we have to come to an understanding that, it, you know, if we don't have the workforce, if the workforce doesn't have the skills necessary, whether it be soft skills, hard skills, whatever they are,
right,
that's the fact of the matter. And so we have to come to an understanding that okay, if that's where it's at, then we've got to jump in, and it's our responsibility to train them up and teach them up and coach them up in the ways that will get them employable. And how do we articulate that message? And I will tell you this, Tom, I love
coming. Because my first thought is, you'll make a lot of money doing it.
That's right.
I mean, that's kind of the carrot on the end stick I always think of. But I don't know that when you look at people and you look at the survey about why people go to work, money's like third.
Yeah, I say it like this. Money's like oxygen. I mean, we need it, really, but the passion of which you take that in, that's important. And can we start having that conversation? Can we start having that conversation at the freshman level in high school? Let's start talking about the idea of trying to discover your purpose and your passion for what you're going to do. And I know that sounds silly, but listen, when you know as well as I do, I love coming and talking to you
here's the thing, Tim, you and I both know, and I appreciate you loving coming and talk to me, because we don't know. We don't know. And you just used the magic word, your purpose. It actually came up in a conversation earlier this morning. We were talking about disabled veteran, the difference between work and purpose, and that one is more rewarding than the other. And if you can make the two the same.
Yeah, exactly. You have a passion for what you do. It's very noticeable. We have viewers that listen to you daily, count on you being here, and thrive off your passion to ask the right questions. I feel like we have that responsibility at Logan. I know in my career, I feel like we've discovered that passion, right? We have a purpose. We're looking to reach, inspire, serve, and empower people to do more than they've ever thought they could do. And so, but it took time to get there. And there's a path of discovery, and it took mentors. It took people that were ahead of me teaching me. It took people that were ahead of you to lay the path and give you the opportunity,
right,
to teach you, to mentor you, to train you, to open the door to the possibility of what could be for you. And that's really that's the message we're trying to do at Logan with our and that's the challenge also with our employees and with our people that, that work in student services. Can you come every day with the passion to open that opportunity to kids, to really dig in and try to open those doors so that they can learn how to discover their purpose, they can learn how to pursue their passion, and they can do it in a way that they can identify with the person they're learning with. And that's a big challenge. That's a big job. It's not easy.
No.
If it was, we could bottle it up, sell it, and do a great job.
Because everybody has a different need and want. They really do.
They do.
And people are more diverse than ever.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I'll say this. That's the fun part of the challenge. Man, our day at work is new every day. New people every day, new opportunities, new chances to meet and talk to them. And to be a part of that process is so rewarding.
It wasn't long ago, Tim, I literally was on the phone with a woman. She says, who do I have to sleep with around here to get a job? She was desperate, right? Known her since she was a little girl. I just want to be a teacher. All right? She's got a job now. Didn't have to sleep with anybody. Because what once was, we couldn't find, there were so many teachers, they were hanging from the rafters. And now we're at the other end of this. That pendulum has swung. And your job and your staff see the pendulum swinging and anticipating that that can't be easy. So let me ask you, what do you think? Which way is the pendulum swinging? What's the next? Teachers, all right, a given at this point. We know healthcare workers, mm-hmm. a desperate need, whether if you can, if you're a phlebotomist, on down the list, there's a lot of things. I was told in no uncertain terms that sometimes they're still in the program when healthcare people come and say, okay, well, you're ready to go to work, all right? So what are the areas you see happening in Southern Illinois at John A. Logan College that you see a lot of financial potential, because I think people look for job security too. What can I get into that will provide, allow me to grow my family and to be happy and content and a sense of purpose?
Well, I think we can't run and hide from healthcare. Biggest employer in Southern Illinois, going to be here. I think you've touched on it twice with the phlebotomy. I mean, we've got a plethora.
But this imagery thing that you're doing out there now.
Absolutely.
Because you got the newest high-tech stuff, and
that's
so
right.
They're coming to grab it. I've got a couple of people that I know that are working in Mount Vernon in St. Louis from that imaging program.
And you said an important thing there. We have employers in the healthcare field coming to us saying, asking us the question, how many graduates are you going to have? We want them. And so, again, the challenge comes, how do we articulate that message and get that message out that these are available, come right here. And I think that message is best articulated with the success by which we credential those people. So we can go talk that, bring them in, but again, it goes back to our first point. What do we do when we get them? And so I would tell you that our time at Logan, we have incredible faculty and staff. We've done a great job of running programs and services. I do believe that we're the best thing going. We have trained. We have put people in the workforce, which has had employers coming back to us. That's exciting, Tom. The healthcare, heating and air. Who would have? Our heating and air program is bursting at the seams. Our cybersecurity bursting at the seams. Tom, we can't find a place to put them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is.
That's a good thing. That's also a challenge.
What about judicial? You know, law enforcement, people coming through the program there, because I know you've got a program there because I've got one of the old textbooks. Keep it for a reference. And, I mean, that's another area that I see. It's a little tense. And it wasn't long ago I was talking to somebody in emergency service saying, you know, we could really use some ambulance workers. You know, we got a schedule here, 3/12s and you're off. Man, what a good day. 2 days off in a row.
Yeah, another good point. Criminal justice was the highest populated degree program at our college.
Right.
Took a little dip, but we're back. We've got full-time people in there teaching the program, working hard to recruit back to it. I think it's going to be a thriving program for us. It's funny you brought the emergency services. That needs to be paralleled with that criminal justice program. Those are public servants.
Right.
We need to be training them up together, working together. And so there's an effort to do that. We're trying to get those programs closer together. And again, that's another area. I think the computer area, obviously, is going to be, it's the wild, wild west. We're doing a great job. I told you, we're packed in the cybersecurity, and our cybersecurity program is doing a great job training people.
And it doesn't matter where you go.
No.
You're a doctor's office, you've got to worry about it.
That's right.
You're a dentist's office, you got to worry about medical records and billing. It really doesn't matter who you are now.
That's right.
You got to have some type of defense against this. The potential is always seems to be there. It's anticipating it. And then you have another challenge, finding the staff to teach.
Boy, that's a big one. That in some of these fields, you're talking about specialized instructors. I'll use the cybersecurity. That takes a lot of credentialing.
Right.
And not just get the credential and you have it, but being able to keep up with the process. The credentials that are good today, 6 months maybe have to be renewed.
Right.
And so that is a big challenge to get qualified people to come. And so we're working at it, Tom. We have an opportunity right now. We've had a lot of employees that are reached retirement, and so we're having to turn over a little bit of that faculty and that staff. So that's a big challenge.
It's a good thing that SIU's closed because it is an additional resource where you can get more than one teacher working at more than one location. I think that's probably a good thing overall, right?
Tom, we're like everybody else in Southern Illinois. We need SIU.
Right.
We need them.
I'd like to see a Venn diagram of the two, the faculty and students. It'd be interesting to see those numbers rolling up. So graduation, when's graduation coming up?
Next Thursday and Friday. We do two graduations. We split the programs up, and we'll have two so that we can seat everybody in our gymnasium. It's a really wonderful service. It's a great time to honor those students that persevered and walked through it. It gives a chance for our faculty to show our appreciation to them, and more importantly, to the families. They get to come and celebrate and partake. I tell you what, my favorite time of the year, because it's just a celebration of what happens at John A. Logan College. And it's those two nights, if you come and witness that, you get to absolutely see the mark that the college leaves on the students that come. But also, and this is an interesting one, you see the mark that those students leave on our faculty.
All right. I've got a little different view on it, a little more esoteric, that in our culture we have given up on rites of passage. Maybe in the church you'll call it an age of accountability. And I read this research done by this professor who talked about this, that this may be one of the problems in our society today, is that, you know, you in Australia, you go on walkabout and you were an adult, right? Maybe you see an Indian story about the rite of passage. In the story about the 300, you see where he goes out and, you know, and become a Spartan. He has to fight off the tiger, whatever it is, and go do this thing. Right. And this guy pointed out, says, you know, rites of passage are important in a culture. It says you are no longer a child. Now you're expected to come in and be part of the community and contribute. You can't be a loafer all day and sit around and watch adults swim all night, right? And I wonder about this, that what we're seeing here in this graduation is not only a mark of your accomplishment, but a sign, a rite of passage that now your role in society has changed.
Man. That's awesome. I wish I could have recorded and bottled that up. You know, that's a message that we go back to the responsibility we have to mentor and teach. Man, that's a message we got to get across. That's part of the process.
It is.
You're exactly correct.
I believe that.
That's from the time we make contact with them in the high schools. We start that process. Look, this is adulting. This is college becomes career planning, life planning. This window of college is preparing you for a window of life. And when that graduation day comes, you step out of that window and into the next, that's a long time. You're talking about a window that life expectancy is the way they are. You're talking maybe a 50 or 60 year window,
right,
that you've got 4 to 7 years to get trained up, taught up. And when you get to the end, you're right. It's that rite of passage. Now, the question comes, did we do that? Did we do that? And did we do it well?
I don't think anybody can do it for them. I think you have to do it on your own.
I agree.
You can lead them to the water type deal. I really do, but I think everybody comes to that at their own time. I wish I'd come to it quicker.
I do too.
But, you know, it turns out I was pretty much on dot when I was 16, so because here I am 42 years later. But you know, I got luckier, just was too much of a coward to change. I don't know which one of those two things it is, but I think it's a question that everybody probably should ask themselves. Because you're happier with a sense of purpose, and you're happier with a higher education. And I don't mean necessarily a sheepskin, right, from SIU. I'm talking about any education improves your quality of life. Whether you're going to learn how to do air conditioning or poetry. Whether you're going to learn how to do hospital imaging or fly a drone, your life becomes enriched.
That's right.
And a little bit of balance there, really important. Tim Williams, he's the Dean of Student Services, and thanks for the compliments too earlier too. It meant a lot to me. And it's appreciate good to have that. You in the studio too.
Appreciate it.
Because, you know, people, I do have a tendency to get esoteric about education. I think it's because some of my teachers put that in me. And they were SIU. They were SIU students who became teachers. And, you know, like I could go down the list from my grade school all the way through high school. And, that you know, that there's something going on here, and it's a little different for everyone. And so I think as a result, maybe the vocabulary changes from story to story. But it's a great opportunity. And, you know, if you want to learn how to go out and help someone, while at the same time learning how to write poetry about how you help them, there's a story to be told.
There is.